This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
There was a lot of good takeaways from the game, so it wasn't like we were beating ourselves up over the loss. Or like, it was still a good game to watch and to be contested in. Four goals, I'm pretty sure that's a record for us to ever be that close within the score to that the top team. So that's also another takeaway from that. Everyone was just up and about the game, and we didn't let the loss define what we're going to do for the rest of the season. I don't know, I think when you have one job to do, it's really easy to just focus on that one thing and to want to close the scoreline within what it was originally before I got on the court. I feel like that really drove me to want to accomplish that for the team. I have an amazing team full of like wonderful athletes, and I feel like that gives me confidence day in, day out. Whenever I take the court or if I don't, like, the belief that they have in me as much as I have in them is what gives me the confidence to put up those two-pointers. The first time I heard of it coming into the league, I thought it was a bit like taking away the old school, like, goal for goal type of game, and which is what I was obviously introduced to growing up in netball. But I feel like the two-point really brings that extra element of excitement and flair into the game, which is what I love to bring to a game as well. So like, having that into the game, it makes it more exciting and exhilarating to also sink them when I do. The focus at training this week would have to be coming off the back of last week's game and really nailing those little pickups, rebounds, finishing the shot or feeds. I hope that's not too much to give away, but I feel like just the little things that every team would want to work on and just perfect to be better in the game coming for this week. So although the Lightning will be gunning, especially after a big win over the top table of the team, I feel like we can really give it to them and showcase what we can do. We're pretty much focused on the week that's coming, like the game ahead. Like, we're not too focused on what finals may be like, or like, yeah, it is when teams are losing or winning, like, we tally up the where we are on the table, and like, that is important. But I feel like as the weeks go on, when we focus on what we can control now, it will prepare us for the grand final, which I know we can make. Obviously, it's Ruth's 50th, and I'm so excited. This is such a huge milestone for her to have at such a young age, and I feel like I've known her since Oz Camp under 17s, I think, and from then, like, I was a shy person, but she was always like her bubbly self. And I feel like just seeing her grow and go through the pathway of Lightning and then now here, it's not only been a blessing to know her as a player, but also as a person. So I'll be cheering loud for her on her 50th.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.